I'm gonna be late. Oh, shit! Hold the door, please! Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate your help. Oh, some storm out there, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I was startled. Oh, thank goodness the emergency light popped on. Yeah, you're right. The lightning must have knocked out the power. Hopefully we won't have to wait too long. I really don't want to miss this appointment. Is there an emergency phone? Is that just something that you see in movies and television? Well, we could press that button there. But if the power's out, the power's out, right? Yeah, I got soaked on the way into the building. It's really coming down. Thank goodness I wore my coat at least. I guess we just have to wait, right? Nothing to do but hope the power comes back on soon. Oh, is your cell phone working? Oh, let me check mine. Shoot, reception's terrible. Oh, phones are crummy in elevators most of the time anyway, but during a storm, yeah, no chance. Sorry, I'm talking a lot. I'm just feeling a bit nervous, and I tend to ramble when I'm nervous. Luckily, I'm not afraid of tight spaces, but, you know, no one wants to be stuck in an elevator. It's nice not to be stuck alone, though. I'm Ginny, by the way. Nice to meet you. How long do you think it's been? I was so frazzled, I forgot to check the time. 30 minutes sounds about right to me. Ugh. No, it was nothing. I just have a little pain. That's why I'm here, to see my doctor about it. Yeah, it would probably be best if I sat down. Oof. Well, at least my feet feel better. No, I'm okay, really. It's just a bit of discomfort. I promise I'm not dying or anything. But it's getting stuffy in here. Do you find it hot or is it just me? Well, it's probably just that the air isn't circulating with the power out. Do you mind if I take off my jacket? Right, of course you don't mind. Okay, this is a little personal. But the pain? It's in my chest. My breasts, specifically. Sorry, I know, it's probably too much information. I just had a baby. Does that help? I'll be direct. It's easier that way, even if it's awkward. I had a baby a little while ago. Oh, thank you. That's kind of you to say. No husband. It's just my baby and me. My boyfriend ran off as soon as I told him I was pregnant. That's for the best, though. He wasn't dad material. He was the sort of guy to have fun with, not the sort of man that you want to get serious with. But it makes me so happy to talk about it. I promise not to bore you with baby pictures I have on my phone. But I also promise they're very cute. Anyway, I had a baby and my body did what Mother Nature wants it to do. Ever since I gave birth, I've been making milk. A lot of milk. More than my baby can possibly drink, I swear. It's ridiculous. I've got to pump all the time. Oh my gosh, I'm rambling like a crazy person. Sorry, this is so embarrassing. You're sweet for listening and taking it all in stride. But that's all that's bothering me. I'm feeling just uncomfortable. I'll try to keep it down, I promise. I apologize for uploading on you, but being stuck at home means I haven't had many adults to talk to, let alone strangers. Do you have kids? No? Are you married? So all my baby talk must be extra odd to you. I appreciate you listening even more then. Well, enough about that. Were you here for a doctor's appointment too? I know there's a few in the building. Just a checkup or something else? I hope you're feeling okay. No, I'm seeing Dr. Ellis. I'm sure they aren't that different though. Does your doctor have the same 6 magazines every time you go? I swear, they're always different, but they're always old. It's like doctor's offices get a subscription to a service that sends out magazines at least 6 months old. And the chairs, oh my god, do they have to have that unbearable Do they have to be that unbearable to sit in? One of the benefits of being pregnant is that at least the OBGYN knew to have comfy chairs. She probably didn't want a bunch of grumpy pregnant ladies on her case. I swear, medical school must have been a course on boring, unpleasant interior design, right? Ouch! Ouch! Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The pressure is really bad. Oh, this is so embarrassing. You have no idea. Oh, what do I normally do? Well, the best thing is, of course, to feed my baby. I just hope it's mealtime. When I realized I was making more than my baby could drink, I started to pump. But there's a problem with that. The more you pump, the more you make. It's good. It's a feedback response so that the baby can get enough to eat. But I'm already making too much. I didn't bring the pump because I was supposed to be examined by Dr. Ellis. I mean, the only thing I can do is hand express, but it's not efficient or effective. Well, it's when you milk yourself. I've done that when I've been desperate, but you know, I can't do that in here. There's no way you feel comfortable with me doing that. And I make a huge mess. Oh, I can massage them, though. That helps a little. You don't mind, do you? Oh, thank you, really. That's helping a little. It's so wild. Since I got pregnant, it's like my body is totally out of control. I thought after I had the baby, things would mostly return back to normal, but my breasts have gone crazy. I used to be a B cup. Can you believe it? Not anymore. Not by a long shot, as you can tell. They just grew and grew when I was pregnant. And then after, they've gotten huge since my milk came in. It's almost unbelievable. Ugh, it's still hurting. Even if this is helping. God, how much longer do we have to wait? Are you okay? You're staring. Do you want me to stop? I just wish I could get some relief. I feel so full. Ugh. Listen, you've been very kind and very understanding. May I ask you a favor? This is gonna sound insane, but please just hear me out. When my baby nurses from me, the pain goes away, the tension releases, and I can get some relief. We've been trapped in here too long, and if I don't do something, I'm gonna be in agony. Would you consider helping me? Yes, that's what I mean. I mean, will you drink from me to help with the pain? This is so humiliating. I'll do anything, though. Anything, please. Oh, thank you. Thank you, truly. No, you stay right there. I'm gonna take off my top. Just sit still. I just realized you're the first man who hasn't been a doctor or nurse or whatever to see me topless in a long time. Sorry, that was not helpful. I'll sit here. And, well, I obviously can't hold you like a baby. So why don't you lay your head in my lap? Yeah, just like that. Oh, good. Oh, yeah. What's it taste like? That's a good question. It's sort of like regular milk, but it's thinner and sweeter. If you find this totally gross, we can stop. This is a nursing bra, but it might be easier if I just take it off. Do you mind? I'm feeling really sensitive right now. Okay, don't be shy. Go lightly at first, then once it starts to go, you can suck harder. Okay, open your mouth and I'll just guide it in. Oof, they're so full. Thank you so much. Ready? Go ahead. Yes. Oh, you can suck harder now. That's okay. No, it's just... Don't stop. You just feel different than the baby. Stop now. It's time to switch. You've taken the edge off for this one. How does it taste? Is it bad? Oh, really? I mean, I've tried it myself. Curiosity and all that. Thank you so much for this. Here, I'm ready for you. Oh, that's it. Drink it up. Careful. I'm sensitive. That's good. Very good. You're making me feel so much better. Drink up my milk. Yes, that's it. You're getting excited. No, it's okay. Please, don't stop. I need this. It's a natural response. You have a pair of breasts in your face. It's totally normal. You don't have anything to be embarrassed about. Believe it or not, I actually take it as a compliment. There's something I'd like to tell you. Just keep sucking and I'll tell you. When I was pregnant, my boyfriend left me. As I told you before, it was really hard. Everyone talks about pregnancy hormones, but they usually mean mood swings and strange cravings. I could have really used a man to take care of me. Oh, my breasts are so sensitive, and they were throughout my pregnancy. It's only normal that, well, I'm turned on too. You are being so kind to me. You drink my milk like you love it. Mom. Why don't I show you my gratitude, too? Oh my, you really are nice and hard, aren't you? Oh, yes. Oh, I can tell how much I miss the feel of a cock in my hand. Oh, keep sucking on me. I'll give you a nice reward. Oh, you are so fucking hard. It feels so good to be desired like this. You have no idea. I wanted this so badly when I was pregnant. I wanted a man to come and take care of my needs and love my womanly body. It just feels so fucking right. Oof. Look at all that pre-cum. I bet you have a lot of milk for me too, huh? Is that what you'd like? Would you like me to suck your dick? You can come inside my cute little mouth. Oh. Or would you prefer to fuck this yummy mummy and treat me like I deserve? Your cock just throbs so hard. Tell me you want to fuck me. Oh, yes. Take your clothes off. I am so wet. Oh, I'm not talking about the rain. No. Oh, you sucking on my breast felt so good. My pussy's already nice and warm for you. I'm ready. Just take me. Come on. Oh, God. Yes. No, don't move yet. Just fill me. I've wanted this so badly. I feel like I'm on fire. I'm ready. Do it. Fuck me. Oh, God. Don't stop. Oh, you feel so good inside me. You're filling me up. Am I sexy? Do you find my big milky tits and my needy pussy hot? Oh, that's it. That's what I need. Show me how badly you want me. Oh, fuck me. You're so deep. I feel like I'm coming apart. Yeah. Give me your cream. Come in me. Oh, I want your hot daddy milk. Isn't that what you need? A hot, willing pussy to come in, huh? A little mommy to pump your load into. Oh, yeah, pump it. Oh, pump it hard. Oh, do it. Oh, fuck. Come inside me. Oh, fill me with your cum. Oh, God, harder. Was amazing. You have fun too? Oh, good. I'm glad. That was special. I'm glad a man like you still wants me. Sorry if I got a bit, well, out of control there. I was a bit backed up. And shit, the power's back on. Help me up. Oh, God. Quick, do I look okay? Shoot, your buttons are crooked. Here, let me help. Oh, there. Okay, just act calm and we'll be fine. Oh, thank goodness no one's waiting. Listen, I wanted to thank you again for helping me out. It was just what I needed. If you're interested, it might be nice to see each other again. With the baby, I don't get a chance to get out much, but if you wanted, we could get together, hang out, maybe have a drink. My treat.